Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast, How to Maintain Your Sanity During Turbulent Times, and not only be happy, but thrive and prosper. Now, I don't know where you are in the world, but here in Australia, everyone is still fascinated with the COVID, and no one seems to be bored with it yet enough to move on with their lives and focus on something else and something a lot more exciting. And I understand that the humans are worried about their mortality because they don't understand that their health, well-being, and abundance is totally under their own control. And they don't understand that everyone, creates their own realities regardless of alleged global pandemics. And because of that, they are willing to surrender their freedoms to feel safe and impose mandates upon people to feel safe, etc., etc. And it looks like we're all going to hell in a handbasket. So what can we do to maintain our sanity during these crazy turbulent times or any other future turbulent times, especially since it seems like we are powerless and helpless to control and improve circumstances on planet Earth? I mean, we got the global warming issue. If it's not one thing, it's another. And, you know, that is true to some degree. We do not have control over external circumstances. We do not have control over our external environment. But we do have control over our internal environment. In fact, that's the only thing you have any control over. None of us has any creative control over what the government or the media or corporations or whatever and whoever does. The only control any of us has is over our own mood, our own emotions, our own thoughts, and our own mindset. The only control any of us has is over our own feeling state, which you create with your thoughts. Now, if you're looking towards the government or people or your lovers or your children or your teachers or your bosses or governments or corporations or whatever in order for you to feel happy, well, you're in trouble because people are just not going to do what you want them to do, and it's not their job to do what you want them to do to make you happy in the first place. It's your job and your job alone to make you happy. So how can you make yourself happy, you know, when there's all kinds of stuff going around you? There's pandemics and businesses closing and you're struggling financially and your girlfriend leaves you and takes your dog with her and et cetera, or our travel is impeded and you just can't do what you want to do. Well, how can you be happy when, you know, as an example, your business is struggling or you've been laid off or you're so broke that you can't even pay attention, or, you know, your boyfriend is fooling around with your best friend? Well, the answer is you've got to distract yourself from your woes and distract yourself from what you don't like and don't want and focus on what you do like and do want. So in other words, basically, don't think about what you don't like and don't want, and do think about what you do like and do want. You've got to turn your attention away from things you have no control over and focus on things that you do have control over. You don't have any control over the world, or even your immediate physical condition or financial situation or your current situation, or lack of freedom or whatever. But you have control over your own mood, and you have control over your own mind, and you have control over your own thoughts and how you choose to think, and you have control over your own feeling state, and you have control over how you're going to react, and you have control over your own decisions and how you are going to decide how you are going to feel and if you are going to be proactive and create a high vibrational feeling state and look for fun, good things to think about. or if you're just going to react to circumstances and have bad feeling reactions to bad things that look bad. You have control over your attention by focusing on things that are working well and focusing on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. That's being proactive. Rather than focusing on what is not going well and things that you hate and et cetera, et cetera. You have control over your focus and your mindset so that you are pre-paving your mindset every day so that you are focusing in positive and pleasing directions rather than unpleasing ones and reacting to those unpleasing things. In other words, your creative control is to act proactively rather than being reactive. Being reactive puts you under the control of others and circumstances and situations, but being proactive puts you in control of your own life because you are in control of your feeling state. It's a matter of pre-paving your way ahead of time, and you will do that by starting your day correctly by pre-paving your day with meditations and affirmations and so forth. So where should you place your attention? Well, number one, place your attention upon things in your life and on planet Earth that are working well and thriving. Place your attention upon anyone or anything or any critter or that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. Very simple. So that means nature and animals and anything or anyone that is prospering and growing and happy. And focus on the good aspects of people and things in your life. And pay no attention to the aspects of your life and other people that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. Now, that is still a bit conditional because your goal is to become unconditional, where your mood and your happiness is not dependent upon conditions. So focusing on things you know that are easy to like, love, and appreciate is still a bit conditional. You're still looking outside of yourself for things to make you happy, but at least that is 1,000% better than focusing on the crap. It's about getting the momentum moving in a positive direction. The law of attraction 100% is about momentum. Now, number two is to be completely unconditional, which means that you now focus on what you want, which means things that you don't have yet. So focusing on things that you want, your dreams and desires that you do not have yet. Step one was that you focused on physical conditions that were, you know, quote unquote, real and already manifested. But in step two, you now focus on what has not yet manifested in your life yet. It's not physically here yet, but it is here vibrationally. You now focus on what is unreal, so to speak, rather than what is quote-unquote real. So step two is you're focusing on your dreams and desires and enjoying the delight of being, doing, and having those desires in your life. So as an example, my favorite thing to do on planet Earth is to travel and go on adventures and expeditions and meet amazing new people and experience amazing nature and see wonderful new things and do wonderful things. But if I focus on what is real, which is the fact that my physical travel has been extremely curtailed during this whole COVID crap, then I'm going to start crying in a bucket, and that's no fun. So for me, my sanity lies in imagining the unreal possibilities, nay, the definite certainties that I will travel again, but then even more importantly, that I just love the feeling of traveling. That's why I love my travel magazines. I have three subscriptions, and actually I've got four now, to travel magazines because I love imagining traveling to exotic places all over the earth, whether I can physically do them right now or not. So even if my travel is not curtailed, I love just thinking about traveling, just thinking about going on adventures, just thinking of doing fun things with fun people. So sanity tip number two is be completely unrealistic. To be a dreamer, to dream about being, doing, and having whatever you want, whether you have it yet or not. Humanity ignorantly tells people not to be dreamers. You've got to be realistic. Fuck being realistic. Realistic gets you nowhere. Being realistic just gets you more realistic crap that you don't want anymore. So when all seems lost and the COVID police and the wolves are growling at your door to pay your bills, your bank account's empty, well, pivot away from what you don't want. And distract yourself from your woes by focusing on anything that you like, love, and appreciate. It's easy to like, love, and appreciate. And then when your vibration is raised, and that's the point, to get your vibration up and get happy. Now you can start thinking about what you do want and focus on your dreams. Dream about doing those wonderful things that you love to do. Think about having the lover in your bed and having an overflowing bank account and having the time and the money to do whatever you want, whenever you want. And of course, and this goes without saying, pay no attention to the media. Do not, under any circumstances, watch the news or read news reports on social media or read the newspaper, or and don't watch news type videos on YouTube. You're only allowed to watch videos about puppies and kittens and animal rescues and wild animal fun animal relationships with humans, and read about people having fun and succeeding in life and doing amazing things on planet Earth. And of course, the number one rule of success and happiness is to pre-pave your day every morning in your hour of power with meditation and affirmations to proactively create a positive, uplifted, exciting mindset that is focused on what is working well and on what you love, so that you won't be distracted away from your positive mindset by the fear-based mindset of humanity. That's the point. Raise your vibration so freaking high that it doesn't matter what kind of craziness is going on around you. You're just laughing and giggling all your way down the road and onto the bank. So get stuck into my Daily Success Rituals series, which I'll put a link on this post and in my YouTube video. And of course, it'll be on my website. And most of all, have fun. Look for fun people and creatures and situations everywhere. Look for fun thoughts and fun things and to do and fun things to think about and fun things to focus upon and fun things to imagine doing and being and having, because life is meant to be fun, not hard work. Life is not supposed to be a struggle. Life is supposed to be fun and easy and not painful and not drudgery and not a struggle. And certainly not, life is not about proving your worth. There's nothing to prove to anyone. You are awesome and magnificent and divine and perfect just the way you are. You were born perfect, not faulty and quote-unquote sinful. That's just complete and utter bullshit. So have fun and pay no attention to what everyone else is doing. That is the ultimate key to not only maintaining your sanity, but to creating happiness, your prosperity and your fulfillment. And get your nose out of everyone's business. And remember, you have no control over what anyone else does and thinks and says. You only have control over your own feeling state and your own positive mindset. And again, remember, it's not your job to please anyone else, and it's not their job to please you. It's your job to please yourself, and it's their job to please their own selves. So have fun on this adventure, because this is a planet of attraction. It is not a planet of assertion. And nothing and no one, including disease or lack of any kind or death or any kind of problems, etc., can assert themselves upon you as if there's some sort of evil controlling force hell-bent on, you know, making your life hell. You are the creator of your reality. You are the creator of every single nanosecond of your reality, and you create that reality with your thoughts. And no one else can create anything in your life that you don't attract either consciously or unconsciously with your thoughts and therefore your vibrations. So the question is, are you going to be a conscious creator of wonderful things in your life by focusing on what you want, so that you create only things that you like, love, and appreciate and want in your life, and be happy and empowered and lead an abundant and exciting and love-filled life? Or are you going to be an unconscious creator like most of humanity, and continue to be an unconscious creator of reality by just reacting to your external environment and reacting negatively to what you don't like and don't want, and therefore continuing to create more things that you don't like and don't want, because you get more of whatever you are focused upon, whether you like it or not? That's how the law of attraction works. That's how powerful you are. Whatever you focus upon, you get more of it. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you got some amazing insights from it on how that you can become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!